There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
On a country road, a man drives a convertible and pulls into a service station. Wipes dust off his suit jacket. The attendant is working on another car. The attendant gets up.
Ready your finish, mister.
How about some service?
A little quiet.
I'm sorry. Fill it up, will you?
Sure.
Martin Sloan, age 36. Occupation, vice president, ad agency. In charge of media. This is not just a Sunday drive for Martin Sloan. He perhaps doesn't know it at the time. But it's an exodus. Somewhere up the road, he's looking for sanity. And somewhere up the road, he'll find something else.
The attendant checks the dipstick.
Oil change and lube job, that what you want?
Yeah.
Take about an hour.
It's all right, I'm in no hurry. That's Homewood up ahead, isn't it?
Looking at a village atop a nearby hill.
Yep, about a mile and a half.
I used to live in Homewood. Grew up there, as a matter of fact. I haven't been back in 25 years. 25 years. Yesterday, I just got in the car and drove. I had to get out of New York City. One more board meeting, phone call, report, problem.
Goes to a cigarette vending machine.
Probably would have jumped right out the window. That's walking distance, isn't it?
Yeah, about a mile and a half.
Yeah, that's walking distance.
He sets forth down the road. In the village, he goes in a drugstore with a soda shop.
Me.
I don't suppose you still make those great chocolate sodas, do you? Three scoops?
How's that?
Well, I spent half my life in this drugstore. Grew up here. One thing I always remember ordering was a chocolate soda with three scoops. And it was only a dime.
He sits down at the counter.
You look familiar to me. Have I seen you before?
I got that kind of face.
Oh, it's been a long time. 20 years.
He flips exactly. Open a jar of candies and takes one.
She had a buck for every hour I sat at this fountain. Grammar school right through third year high. Town looks the same, too. It's really amazing, you know. 20 years to look so exactly the same.
That'll be a dime.
Dime. Three scoops?
That's the way we make them.
Well, you're gonna lose your shirt that way. Nobody sells sodas for a dime anymore.
They don't? Where are you from?
New York. Like a good soda.
Taste okay?
Wonderful. You know, it's funny how many memories you connect with a place. I always thought if I ever came back here, everything would be all changed. No, nothing recognizable. Dead. It's just as if I left yesterday. Just as if I'd been away overnight. I almost expect a
Mr. Wilson to be in the stockroom sleeping just like he always did before he died. It's one of the memories I have. Old man Wilson, may God rest his soul, sleeping in his big comfortable chair in the other room. Well, here you are. Thanks a lot.
Handing over a dollar tip.
That's a buck.
Yeah.
It was worth it. Well, so long.
He goes out. The man walks out from behind the counter. Goes upstairs. Goes into a room where a man sits, half asleep in a stuffed chair.
Mr. Wilson.
Yep, Charlie.
We're going to need some more chocolate syrup, Mr. Wilson.
I'll order some more of it this afternoon.
Elsewhere in the village, Sloane walks along a residential street, looking at each house.
Wilcox, Dr. Bradbury. Buren, Rooney.
Hi. Hi.
Says a small boy.
Hey. You pretty good?
That Aggie's not bad.
Sloane sits on the curb as the boy plays marbles on the street.
I used to play marbles. We gave them special names. The steel kind, the big ball bearings we got out of streetcars, we called those steelies. Clear kind that you could see through. We called those clearies. You still give them special names?
Sure.
I used to play hide and seek over there. Draw a circle around the old man's back and who's to punch it. You see that house? Right across the street? I used to live there.
Sloane House?
You still call it that?
Still call it what?
The Sloane House. My name's Sloane. Martin Sloane. What's yours?
You're not Marty Sloane. I know Marty Sloane, and you're not him.
Oh, I'm not. Well, let's just see.
Taking out his wallet.
The old driver's license says, huh?
The boy runs off. Heads into a house. In the park. Sloane walks up to an ice cream vendor.
Bobby, listen to me. Bobby, will you come down from that tree? Come on, Bobby. Bobby, listen to me. Come on. Bobby. Come on. Get down. Bobby. Come on. Bobby. That's the boy. Come on, right here.
Bobby, what am I ever going to do with you?
Sloane helps the boy back down to the ground.
Oh, it's a wonderful, isn't it?
The park? Yeah. It certainly is. All right, Bobby.
That's part of summer, too. The music from the merry-go-round, the calliope.
And the cotton candy. The ice cream. The band concert.
Nothing quite as good ever. Nothing quite as good as summer, being a kid.
Are you from around here?
No. Oh, what I mean is I used to be a long time ago. Lived a couple of blocks away. I played baseball in that field over there. That merry-go-round. Oh, my goodness. I grew up with that merry-go-round. I carved my name on that post in the bandstand one summer. I was 11 years old. I carved my...
As he watches, a boy sits on the railing of the bandstand with his hand on the post. Sloane approaches the boy. His carving so far, Martin S.L.
Martin Sloane. You're Martin Sloane?
The boy turns his head.
Yes, sir. But I didn't mean nothing honest. Lots of kids carve their name here. No kidding. I'm not the first.
You are Martin Sloane. Of course you are. That's the way I looked.
The boy runs off.
Martin.
Sloane chases after him.
Martin!
He passes Bobby's mother and then stops. He walks back to the Sloan house. Goes up to the front door.
Yes?
Says a man coming to the door.
Yes, who do you want to see?
Pop. Who is it, Robert?
Mom. Is that Mom?
Who are you? What do you want?
Who is it?
But you're both here. How can you be here?
What do you want, young man?
Mom, don't you know me? I'm Martin!
A lunatic or something.
You mustn't be frightened. I grew up here, Mom. Don't you know your own son?
They shut the door. He slowly walks away. Turns to look back.
Hi.
Says a young man next to an antique convertible.
Like it?
Yeah. Beautiful. He approaches the car.
It's got a rumble seat. It's been a long time since I've seen a rumble seat. Where you been, Mr. Siberia? Bob just bought me this. First brand new car I've ever owned. This? Brand new? First of its kind in the whole town. Right out of Detroit yesterday morning.
He examines the car.
Brand new, 1934 Roadster. Right out of Detroit, and brand new.
That night.
A man can think a lot of thoughts and walk a lot of pavements between afternoon and night. And to a man like Martin Sloan, to whom memory has suddenly become reality, a resolve can come just as clearly and inexorably as stars in a summer night. Martin Sloan is now back in time. And his resolve is to put in a claim to the past.
Prowling around the front yard, he picks up a baseball mitt. Walks over to a bicycle. His father walks up, puts his hand on the bell.
Back again, huh?
I had to come back, Pop. This is my house. And this is my glove. You gave it to me on my 11th birthday. And the baseball autographed by Lou Gehrig.
Who are you? What do you want here?
I don't know. I just want to rest. I want to stop running. I belong here. Don't you understand that? I belong here.
Now look, you're probably sick. You're having delusions. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want you to get into trouble. But if you hang around here, there may be trouble.
Robert? Who are you talking to?
Mom.
Running to the door.
Look at me. You have a son named Martin, haven't you? He goes to Emerson Public School. In the month of August, he spends at his aunt's farm near Buffalo. In a couple of summers, you've gone to Saratoga Lake. You rented a cottage there. Once I had a sister. She died when she was a year old.
Where is Martin?
I'm Martin! You've got to believe me. I'm Martin. You've got to believe me. Look. Here are my identification. All my cards. They'll tell you who I am. Look at them. Go on. They'll tell you. Go on. Look at them!
His mother slaps him in the face. Turning his head.
Martin, I've got to talk to you.
He runs down and across the front yard. down the sidewalk. By the carousel. Spots young Martin riding the carousel.
Martin! Martin!
He hops aboard the carousel. Young Martin dismounts from his horse. The older Martin chases the younger Martin around the moving carousel. Young Martin falls off, landing in the dirt. The attendant pulls the brake. People run up to young Martin, still lying on the ground. Older Martin walks slowly across the carousel.
Martin, I only wanted to tell you that this is a wonderful time of life for you. Don't let any of it go by without enjoying it.
The attendant carries the young Martin away in his arms. The rest of the children get off the carousel.
Candy, no more band concerts. I only wanted to tell you that this is the wonderful time for you. Now, here. That's all, Martin. That's all I wanted to tell you. God help me.
Closing his eyes.
That's all.
The carousel, now deserted. His father walks by and finds the old Martin sitting on the edge of the carousel. His hand on his face.
I thought you'd like to know the boy will be all right. Doctor says he'll limp some, but he'll be all right.
Oh, I thank God for that.
You dropped this at the house.
Holding his wallet.
I looked inside it. It tells a great many things about you. Your driver's license, the cards, the money in it. It seems you are Martin Sloan. You're 36 years old and you have an apartment in New York City. It says your driver's license expires in 1960. That's 25 years from now. And the dates on the bills, those dates haven't happened yet either.
Then you know, Pop.
Yes, I know. I know who you are. I know you've come from a long way from here. A long way and a long time. But I don't understand how or why. Do you?
No.
But you do know other things, don't you, Martin?
Martin nods as his father sits down next to him.
Things that'll happen.
Yes, I do.
Martin.
Yes, Pop.
You have to leave here. There's no room. There's no place. Do you understand that?
I see that now, but I don't understand. Why not?
I guess because we only get one chance. Maybe there's only one summer to every customer. That little boy, the one I know, the one who belongs here, this is his summer, just as it was yours once.
don't make him share it. All right. Martin. Is it so bad where you're from?
I thought so, Pop. I've been living at a dead run, and I was tired. And one day I knew I had to come back here. I had to come back and get on a merry-go-round and eat cotton candy and listen to a band concert. I had to stop and breathe and close my eyes and smell and listen.
I guess we all want that. Maybe when you go back, Martin, you'll find that there are merry-go-rounds and band concerts where you are. Maybe you haven't been looking in the right place. You've been looking behind you, Martin. Try looking ahead.
Maybe.
Goodbye, son.
Goodbye, Pop.
As his father walks off, the carousel starts up again. Martin hops aboard for another ride. In the drugstore, a jukebox plays a record. Teenagers dance in the store. Then sit down for their ice cream. A teenage girl goes up the stairs.
Hi. Oh. Something for you?
Taking a stool.
How about a chocolate ice cream soda with three scoops?
Three scoops? Sure, I can make one for you with three scoops, but it'll be extra. 35 cents, okay?
Oh, 35 cents, huh? How about old man Wilson? Used to own this place.
Oh, he died about 15, 20 years ago. Hey, what kind of ice cream do you want? Chocolate? Vanilla? Vanilla?
Oh, I've changed my mind about the soda, if you don't mind.
He gets up, then stumbles.
Ooh. These stools aren't made for bum legs, are they?
Hey, you get that during the war?
No. Matter of fact, I got it falling off a merry-go-round when I was a kid. Here. The freak thing.
Oh, merry-go-round. Hey, I remember. They tore that down a few years ago. Condemned it. A little late, I guess, huh?
Huh?
A little late for you, I mean.
Yeah, very late. Very late for me.
Leaving the soda shop.
Martin Sloan, age 36, vice president in charge of media. Successful in most things, but not in the one effort that all men try at some time in their lives, trying to go home again.
Limping back to the service station.
And also, like all men, perhaps there'll be an occasion, maybe a summer night sometime, when he'll look up from what he's doing and listen to the distant music of a calliope, and hear the voices and the laughter of the people and the places of his past.
Gets in the car.
And perhaps across his mind there'll flit a little errant wish that a man might not have to become old. Never outgrow the parks and the merry-go-rounds of his youth. And he'll smile then, too, because he'll know it is just an errant wish. Some wisp of memory, not too important, really. Some laughing ghosts that cross a man's mind. That are a part of the Twilight Zone.
Credits. Directed by Robert Stevens. Written and narrated by Rod Serling. Produced by Buck Houghton. Executive producer for Cayuga Productions, Rod Serling. Starring Gig Young, with Frank Overton and Irene Tedrow, Michael Montgomery, Ronnie Howard, Byron Fulcher, Sheridan Comeret, Joseph Corey, Buzz Martin, Nan Peterson, Pat O'Malley. Music composed and conducted by Bernard Herrmann. Director of photography, George T. Clemens. Production manager, Ralph W. Nelson. Art directors, George W. Davis and William Ferrari. Film editor, Joseph Cluck. Assistant director, Edward Dinal. Set decorations, Henry Grace, Rudy Butler. Casting, Mildred Goose. Sound, Frank Milton and Gene Valentino. Animated title by UPA. Copyright 1959, Cayuga Productions, Inc. Filmed at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. Audio description by Lou Lasher.